04.
Hello.
Hey there, John. Can you hear me?
Yeah, is this Andrew?
Yeah. We were just on the call. It got disconnected.
Oh, I thought I had hit answer, and then I was like, okay, how come I'm not
Well,
able to call? Was weird.
yeah, tell me about it. It was weird because I kept saying hello, hello. I was like, I was talking to empty space.
Yeah, I'm sorry you had to do that. If the empty space starts answering, you know you got a problem.
Oh yeah, definitely right about that. So yeah, so where were we? All right, so I told you there are two ways we can go about it right now. So if you want someone to maintain the website for you, do the inventory management, keep a track of all the orders that are coming in and out, that would cost you about $1,500 to $1,600, and that's a one-time fee. There's no recurring or annual or monthly charge after that. It's just a one-time fee. Now, I believe your friend is paying a monthly fee on that, right?
As far as I know, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not going to be the case with you because once we finish designing and developing a website, once we get it live, after that, all we're going to have to do is just maintain the website and keep a track of the orders, do the inventory management for you, and on each sale, you'll get to see how many sales are go you know how many sales are happening through the website. You'll be able to see all of that. But if you want someone to maintain it for you, take care of that part for you so that you can just keep your focus on marketing, on getting more vendors on your website. So that's going to cost you about $1,500, and that's a one-time fee. Now, have you decided the name of the website? Like, what's going to be the domain name, the URL address?
Do I already have the name you said?
Yeah, the name of the website. Like, have you reserved any domain name for your website yet?
I've tried to do it on Wix, and I couldn't figure out how that whole system works.
Okay. Well, are you close to a computer or a laptop right now by any chance?
Yeah, I am.
Well, first off, well, can you log on to our website? That's elitewebsitecreator.com.
Do the sign in. Okay. What is it again?
Elitewebsitecreator.com.
Oh, elite.
Elite, yep. Yeah.
All one word?
All one word, yep. I believe you're in Georgia, right? Oh, maybe that's why it's
Yep.
an accent difference.
Well, actually, I thought it was my insurance company calling me back, my health insurance company.
Oh, okay. So everything okay with
I
that?
explained things. I've explained things to like four people, and they're like, "Well, you can always opt out." I'm like, "Okay, you're not understanding what I'm going through or the situation that I'm trying to explain to you. So, give me somebody who can understand." That was, like, good grief.
What, the insurance guys?
Yeah. I go through a specialty. Go through a specialty pharmacy, and they have this thing where once a month, because of the drug I'm on, I
Oh,
can't
which
just
one?
get 90. I can't get 90 days worth. I have to go month by month, which is irritating as all hell. But that their system prompts the call, and it used to be that it would prompt the call, but only prompt me to call when the insurance company would
Right,
cover the
approve it.
cost.
Yeah, it'll approve
Yeah.
the.
Now it's calling me like a week early, and they're saying, "Well, the insurance company won't pay for it." Well, why is the system calling me early then? Well, you
Which
can
drug are
always
you
opt
on?
out. What's that?
Which prescription are you on? Which drug are you on?
I'm on a well, it's a cancer drug. It's called Gleevec. That's the brand name.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear about that. How you
Well,
feeling?
yeah, I've been doing this since 2007, so. Is sometimes it's just one damn hassle after another.
Oh man, tell me about it. And my dad went through the same thing. I mean, he's doing pretty good now. So
Well, that's good.
I hope it did you go through all that chemo and all that as well?
My chemo is different from going into the hospital and having them zap you and all your hair falls out and all that kind of stuff. I take a pill every day, or twice a day, actually, because they found another tumor through a colonoscopy.
I'm so sorry to hear about that.
If I had surgery on that one, I probably would be, I wouldn't be doing anything. I'd be walking around. They said, you'd be walking around with a colonoscopy bag. No, thanks. I'll take the drug.
And I hope you have a good support system around you. Like, do you have family members?
Well, I go through my oncologist office, and thankfully there's two patient advocates there that they have to deal every day with insurance companies, and I don't know how the hell they do it because I would be fit to kill somebody. I mean, insurance is supposed to work for you, not against you.
Exactly, yeah, but that's the idea. But ever since the pandemic hit, you know, things are going sideways.
Well, no, this has been going on for a while, and the patient is not in the middle of the equation. It's the insurance company, so they tell the doctor what to do.
Oh, I see.
And when I first started out with this, they denied me something. In a long roundabout way, they basically told me it was just a committee makeup of doctors and nurses, and they didn't tell me, you know, and I said, well, I could have somebody that doesn't know my situation trying to recommend what to do in my situation and totally messing it up, but that's what they say. And I was about ready to say, okay, seeing how you know more than my PhD, MD, German-educated doctor knows, I'll come to you and you can do everything that she knows how to do better than you do, but you seem to think you know better, so...
Well, let me advise you something. I mean, coming off from someone younger than you, it might sound, you know, it might sound like not right. But let me tell you, when it comes to the health, when it comes to doctors, just go with someone who knows their thing, you know, who knows what they're doing and who knows what they're talking about. Not to someone who are like, okay, we know that we know it's some better than someone else who's like, you know, higher off and. And education and all of that. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't like having an insurance company who doesn't know me, doesn't know my doctor, but telling us what to do.
Exactly. That, but you'd rather go to someone who's like who's been close to you and
The patient advocates know how to work the insurance companies. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they don't have ulcers or heart attacks. Or say, you know, F you, I'm quitting. My doctor knows exactly she knows how to get around stuff and how to do stuff. And, okay, but they rejected this, so we're going to do this. I'm like, okay, I'll follow. And she's got like almost 16 years invested in me, so she knows what the hell she's doing.
Yeah, but if she's been with you for 15 years, you're probably better off with her.
Oh, yeah, I know I'm better off with her. It's just dealing with the insurance company. It doesn't seem to let her ask my hole in the ground.
Tell me about it. So, all right.
You know, they're more interested in their pocketbook. I'm like, I don't give a damn about your pocketbook. This is my life you're talking about. You don't have the right to run my life the way you see fit.
Yeah, when it comes to taking money, insurance companies are, like, all up for it. But when it actually comes down to giving it back, they've got all these protocols to follow, all these rules and regulations, and when it comes to that, it kind of pisses people off, you know.
Well, they think they rule the roost, and they don't.
They don't. Yeah.
My wife even said, "You're going to make a lot of trouble." I said, "I don't give a shit. They're playing with me." And I told my oncologist that, and she said, "Oh no, I would tell them the same thing. I would go right ahead and tell them the same. I'm more afraid of dying on the operating table of sepsis than I am of insurance companies."
Well, I hope it doesn't.
You know, I almost did develop sepsis, so I was like, "You guys are peanuts. You guys don't know your ass from a hole in the ground yet. You're telling my doctor and me what to do, and you don't even know me." You can just go to hell.
Well, let me tell you, if it comes to that, there are a couple of lawyers and attorneys who I personally know of in Georgia. So when it really comes to that, you know, I can definitely set you up with someone really, really good who can actually go against these insurance companies. Well, when it comes to that, you know, I hope it doesn't.
No, we've also experienced the case of being at the tail end of an agreement between the health insurance company and the hospital, and they sent out the letters of in network and out of network facilities people that I use. And
you heard of Robert Natz? Have you heard of Robert
Natz?
Have you heard of Robert Natz from Bad Faith Insurance?
No.
Like, these are the lawyers and attorneys out of Georgia who actually go against these insurance companies who are not fulfilling their client's claim.
Well, I don't know. It's just a big mess, and we just have to scrap it and start over again, because do away with the IRS first, then we can worry about getting rid of all the lobbyists. That's how everything's going.
Let me tell you something. If this works out, the website and being an affiliate, and when you actually start selling your own product, you probably wouldn't need insurance to cover all of that. You'd be able to do that by yourself. That's a guarantee.
Well, I'll put this money in my IRA or 401k or save for retirement. So the reason why I'm doing this is because I haven't worked since January, so this is like something I've always thought about doing, and I'm venturing out and finding out. It's like a learning curve of what you have to do, what you don't have to do. And,
right. Go ahead. I was just gonna say that we're always gonna be there to help you out, since you are going through the same thing my father went through, I think it kind of gives us something to connect over, bond over. So we'll definitely be here to help you out with anything that you need. Are you on our website, elitewebsitecreator.com?
I started talking and then I just forgot all about it.
No problem. So there was a specific package that I wanted to show you that's on our website that will cover all your needs, all your business needs, to start off as an affiliate marketing. Now, you said that you are not in contact or in business with any of the affiliate providers or vendors or business.
No, nobody.
Oh, okay. That's not a problem. This is something that we can help you out with, set you up with the vendors and suppliers and business owners who will give you a commission off of each sales that the clients are going to make through your website, if it makes sense.
Well, they seeing that I told you that I'm not working, do you give any